Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 2. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, spiritual coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help you work through the emotional trauma from rejection and embrace the new year, new level, and new you. Now let's jump into your daily dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is November the 2nd. First Tuesday in the month of November. Happy November, happy Tuesday. Happy New Year. I'm praying you are still living your life like it's golden. We only get one opportunity to live our best days, and why not live them now? Well, welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast, where our motto is being residue free, not allowing the residue from a negative event to end your life, to hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. The name Lioness Queen stands for courage, hope, and faith. I hope you believe that about yourself, that you are full of courage, hope, and faith. Recently, we rebranded to be more exclusive, and God really helped me to realize that the messages that I was sharing for my listeners definitely were applicable to all women. We've all experienced hurt. We've all experienced pain. We've all experienced church hurt. We've all experienced certain things just because we're a woman. And so the mission of this Lioness Queen is just to help encourage and empower women to live out their best days now and live beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. I'm truly appreciative for your support of the Lioness Queen Podcast. We're up to 8,500 downloads. Thank you so much. Please subscribe to the Lioness Queen Podcast, so every time that an episode is launched, you will be the first one to have access to it. And you can find the podcast on basically any podcast platform: iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and Amazon. Well, let's get right into our episode today. This is a new month, right? And so we always have a theme. I'm always praying to the Lord as far as what He wants to say. And it's interesting because this month, the theme for this month, it is time to birth that thing. It is time to birth that thing. I hope that resonated with you. It did resonate with me, but it's time. We can't keep putting things off. And so this week's episode, the title is called Birthing for Greater Works. Before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting others' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. So this week, actually, it's so interesting. I went out of town, and I was trying to figure out and praying to the Lord and asking Him about this episode and what He wanted me to talk about. And so actually, this episode, I actually wrote while I was driving back home from out of town. And so I was trying to find a quote, right? And I found one by Pastor Joel Osteen. And the quote says, "The greatest difficulty always comes right before the birth of a dream." Let me say it again. The greatest difficulty always comes right before the birth of a dream. Thank you so much, Pastor Osteen, for that. When I found that quote, like I said, I was traveling back home, and I had to literally outline my episode notes out I couldn't type it because I didn't have my laptop and I had to go back to paper and pencil. And so if you hear my paper crackling, I'm going by my little outline. But when I found that quote, I was like, man, it is those times when we are in our darkest moment in the valley of the shadow of death, right? When we really don't realize how close we are to that thing, to that dream, to that goal, to that finish line. We don't know. And this is a time I truly believe the enemy attacks. You know, I think the attacks are his strongest, right? Because this is the time of distractions. And I believe he's distracting many of us even right now through this pandemic. He is getting us off course from what is important, from what is of value, and ultimately what is the truth. The enemy causes us to think about, you know, sadly, what we don't have, what money we don't have in the bank, you know, what you don't have access to. And you know, if you really think about it, ultimately, it's what you can't do within yourself, right? And so the more you think about those deficiencies, the more you feel defeated, you feel deflated, than believing in what God can do through you, than believing, and you know, you focus more on those deficiencies than what God can do through you. And so the lies the enemy plants, you know, to get you off course, to get you distracted, to get you thinking more about things logically, right? But that logic follows a natural realm. Natural, you know. See, as a believer, we have another realm we have access to. We have access to the spirit realm. And that spirit realm follows a different law. Actually, it doesn't have a law. It has a God law. That's what it has. And the law is not based on senses. It's not based on logic, reasoning. It's not based on how I feel. It's not based on if I feel good this day, bad this day, right? But that realm is unseen. That realm is untainted. That realm is pure. That realm is holy. That realm is uninhibited, right? And it has the ability to produce from absolutely nothing. Ooh, it's beauty in that spiritual realm. Beauty in that spiritual realm. But it has the ability to produce from nothing. God doesn't need anything to create something. And it has the ability also to produce just by the power in what you speak, the power in what you declare in the atmosphere. So, you know, I was thinking about this quote on my ride back home, and, you know, it makes me think about being pregnant. It talks about dreams, right? So being pregnant, because if you know anything about that process, right, typically pregnancy, you know, it gets worse the longer you have that thing on the inside of you. You know, there are instances where there's some women who struggle with, you know, sickness, morning sickness and things of that nature, having trouble keeping food down. But the longer that thing is in you, it can be challenging to a point, you know, and typically it just gets worse. The closer you get, the closer the baby grows, right? Almost right before the baby, that gift is released, is when typically women are the most uncomfortable. You know, typically the mother gets uncomfortable on various levels, from sleeping. You know, you can't sleep on your stomach. Sleeping on your side is uncomfortable, depending on where the baby is laying or is set. You know, eating sometimes is uncomfortable. Reflux, standing you know, a long periods of time, walking, sitting long periods of time, pressure, you know, on your kidneys. So you always got to go to the restroom, always going to the bathroom, you know, that happens as well. And so sometimes it's the pressure and sometimes it's just the fact that you just always go. Sometimes your skin tightens because of the fact, you know, your body is growing at a capacity that it normally wouldn't, but it has to grow to, you know, in a way to fit the size of the baby. You know, you can't fit your clothes anymore. You know, she can't fit your shoes. I remember when I was pregnant with my son, I couldn't fit my shoes anymore. I couldn't wear my wedding band anymore. It just is uncomfortable the closer you get to delivering that baby. And when when you're due at the end, you know, I'm telling you, it's a process. You know, birthing is a process, right? Just getting to that point of, okay, I'm ready for this thing to come out. I'm ready for my baby to come out. I'm ready for it to be birthed. Well, you know, in the same regard, that same thing happens with what God is calling you to. You know, those dreams, those goals. There's some things that God is calling you to, and he's ready to birth them out of you. And some of you, that thing has been in you for a long time. And sometimes things are the worst. Things are overwhelming. Things just seem the strangest and the hardest right before that thing is birthed, before it manifests. The closer we are to that delivery process of birthing that thing, you know, unfortunately, so many people give up at that point. They give up before the dream is manifested. They give up before the gift is released. They give up. And so if you think about Jesus and you think about his experience in the Garden of Eden, if you think about it, there was something that was supposed to be birthed from his belly. But Jesus struggled. That's that space that I was talking about. Jesus also struggled. And the closer he got, because at that point, when he got to the Garden of Eden, he was very close, right? For the time for him to go to the cross. And he was at that point. He was at that breaking point. He was feeling overwhelmed. He was feeling, I don't know, God, I know what you said. I know what you promised, but I don't know. He got to that place, that the hardest challenge right before the miracle manifested. Jesus had to go to the garden and try to talk this thing out, pray this thing out. Because he was about to embark on the greatest miracle that ever happened. The cross was the greatest miracle that ever happened. But no matter the place in your mindset, that is the place where it seems you can't birth that thing. You can't bring that thing into fruition. It is in that space in your mindset that you have to shift. And you have to shift. This is what God said. You have to shift from the natural to the spirit realm. Typically, the things that we think based on reasoning and logic. That is all connected to the natural realm. And so Jesus had to shift. Because again, remember, he was flesh and spirit. So Jesus' flesh was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can birth this thing, Daddy. This seems like a lot to bear. I need you to pass this cup for me because this seems like a lot to bear. I don't even know if I can handle it. I know I'm your son. I know what you call me to do. I know what the purpose is. I know what your word says. I know what the promises say. I know what your will has spoken, but I don't know if I can do this thing. And so Jesus had to shift his mindset into the spirit realm in order for that faith mindset to kick in. So many, unfortunately, get lost in that space of what it costs. Because it costs Jesus something. It's a cost sometimes when you're going through certain things, and the closer you get to that thing being birthed, sometimes it's a cost. Sometimes there's something God is requiring you to do. Sometimes there's something God is requiring you to let go of. Sometimes there's God is requiring you to clean your heart. And so it just depends on what God has been speaking to you. But there's always something that you have to do. And sometimes you don't know how long that process can take. Because remember, birthing, you know, everybody's story is different in how long it took them to birth that baby out of their womb. The same process happens when you're talking about birthing something that God is trying to manifest in your life. And so God wants you to realize you got to stop looking at you. You have to stop looking at your credentials, your resume, what you have in the natural. Stop comparing yourself. Stop thinking you're not worthy because you don't have this, that, or the other. You don't have this education. You don't have these certificates. You don't have these things. Stop doubting what God has planted in you. Just because the seeds have not manifested yet doesn't mean God has not planted something great in you. What we fail to realize, this is what God said this to me. I was like, "Woo, it's giving me chills." Woo, gave me chills when he said it. He said, "You don't understand that I planted seeds in you while you were still in your mother's womb. And those seeds, they only grow in certain seasons. But that's only if you're ready to birth that thing. Because it's not that I didn't put it in you. I've already put it in you." Say that to yourself. "He's already put it in me." Ooh, I hope you feel that. Say it again to yourself. "He's already put the seeds in me." But in this season, in this time, God is saying, it's time to birth greater works. And so in this season, he wants you to birth some things. He wants you to birth some things to move forward as if it has already manifested itself. You know, that's that faith mindset, right? It's not faith if you can see it. It is me believing beyond what is currently in front of my face. You have to act as if it's already happened. It's already done. Faith without works is dead. So if you cannot shift your mindset to a faith mindset, then what you're believing means nothing. Because you have to believe without using your senses. And that's really what God is asking us to do. I need you to believe beyond your senses, because your senses are blocking you from where I'm taking you. Your senses are blocking you from where I'm trying to raise you up to. Your senses are blocking you from birthing that thing that I've been trying to birth for years. Your senses are blocking you. I've given you a sixth sense. That is what God is saying. I've given you a sixth sense. And what is that sixth sense? It is faith. I've given you faith. That is what you have to tap into. You have to tap into your faith.
And so God is, he's waiting for you. He's been ready. He's ready for you to advance his kingdom. He's ready for you to inherit this next level. God is saying it is time to believe in my word. It's time to believe in my promise. And it's time to believe in my will. And there's some things that God has willed for you. There's some things that God has willed for you. I need you to get that. Because sometimes what we think is when we don't see it, again, that's the five senses. That's what we got to let go of. When we don't see it, we don't think, oh, maybe it's not in God's will. But God is saying, just believe. I need you to stop looking for things. Because what you're looking for or what you're looking at, you could be looking at the wrong thing. You could be looking at the wrong person. You could be looking in the wrong direction. I just need you to believe that my promises are yay and amen. I just need you to believe that I can birth that thing through you and make it manifest just by speaking one word. So God is saying when the storms are raging in your life, when the waves seem to be overtaking you, when the wind seems too strong for you to even take in a breath of air, woo! When it seems so dark that you can't even see one foot in front of you, this is the time I need you to grab hold to my word and believe only. This is the time I need you to grab hold and believe in greater. See, Jesus said, greater works you shall do. But that is only, that's only true if you believe it. He's already spoken it over you. He's already spoken it in your mother's womb that you will do greater works, but you gotta believe it. And many of us, we don't believe that word. But he wants you to understand that he has deposited some seeds in you that has been dormant. He has deposited some seeds in you. And he has been waiting for them to be birthed. And so how do you get to that shift in your mindset to believe it's time to birth greater works? If you think about Joshua, it's interesting. My pastor has been talking about Joshua. And he's really a great example. You know, he was one of the 12 spies who believed that the children of Israel could step over into the promised land, right? He gave a good report. He gave a good report, not based on his five senses. He gave a good report. But sometimes when others don't believe, sometimes those things can throw you off. Sometimes those things can distract you. Sometimes doubters and negativity can pollute your mindset in a way that gets you distracted, that gets you off-centered, that gets you off balance, that gets you doubting in what God can do. And so there will always be naysayers, right? There will always be naysayers when you are trying to believe in something that is not connected to the five senses. That is from, you're trying to believe something in the spirit realm. And so everyone cannot handle what you're trying to believe for. Everybody doesn't have that sixth sense. Let me just say and be honest. Everybody doesn't have it. Because having that sixth sense, you have to make a conscious decision whether or not to believe the truth or not. And so see, Joshua and Caleb did not allow the naysayers to doubt what God had already promised to the people, to his people. Sometimes we allow others to distract us from what God wants us to do for the kingdom. And sometimes it is the voices also within ourselves that distracts us to doubt. So sometimes it's outside of ourselves, and sometimes it's us. I truly believe we are our biggest problem. Those voices that keep ranting over things that they see in the natural, over things that they heard in the natural, over things that they felt in the natural. Again, all connected to the five senses. That is what we put our trust, our hope in. Not that sixth sense. We don't tap into the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. That's where our faith comes from. God left the paraclete here to give us that faith, to believe in beyond. And so we got to stop listening to those voices, because they're distracting us. And they're distracting us where we are forgetting the promises of God. We forget. And the thing is, God is only asking us, hey, just like he told Jairus, believe only. That's the only thing I need you to do. God wants to birth something in you. And all he is saying, believe only. And it is greater works. There's something that I'm trying to birth in you nobody has ever done before. There's something I'm trying to birth in you eyes haven't seen before, ears haven't heard before. But I just need you to believe only. And so see, this is kingdom building time. It's a lot of things going on in the world, and God, he needs his kingdom built. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And if we are going to do greater works, it requires us to believe only. It requires us to get to a place of emptying our negativity, emptying our five senses, right? And replacing it with the everlasting peace. God says, I will give you a peace that passes all understanding. So when the storms are raging, when things don't seem to be going right in your life, you can have peace. Because that peace will help you to understand that all things are working together. That peace will help you understand that all I need to do is believe. And so God worked through Joshua to inherit the land. See, Moses heard the voice of God. And Joshua did too. But it was Joshua's disciplined mindset. It was Joshua's faith mindset that he shifted into that spirit realm and didn't get distracted. Moses was very distracted, especially by the children of Israel. I'm telling you, when you have naysayers, when you have complainers, it throws you off center. It throws you your spiritual balance off. But Joshua stood firm in believing only. And so it is your distraction that is getting you in trouble. It is your distraction that is keeping that thing inside of you so long. And God is like, it's time. I need you to stop blocking what I'm trying to birth in your life. And so I really hope you believe that God is really trying to birth something in your life. This is a time and a season. God is looking for people who will believe that God is trying to birth something in their life for greater. Greater works shall you do. And the seeds we've planted, he already planted them.
There's some things you think that you need. You don't need them. The seeds are already, they were already birthed in you while you were in your mother's womb. And so the seeds know when to spring forth. They know when to start growing. But they can only be activated by your faith. And so this is the time, this is the season, and this is your turn. This is your opportunity to birth that thing for greater works. It's your time. It's your season. It's your turn. Kingdom building, you know, it requires someone who's willing. Willing to see what no one else sees. Willing to hear what no one else hears. Willing to believe what no one else believes. You know, these, you know, some people think you need to have this long resume when God just wants a willing heart. And when I use the word heart, I'm saying mindset. A willing mindset that when the wind blows, you will go. When the wind stops, you will stop. When the wind storms, you'll know how to ride that storm out. And so God has planted gifts in you. And they will make room for you. But you got to be open. Sometimes we're not ready. We don't feel ready. We don't feel equipped. And God is saying that's okay, because nothing is impossible with Him. Nothing is impossible. There are too many people in the world hurting today. Hurting right now. And God needs to use you as His mouthpiece to spread the gospel all over the world with no limits. But you have to be ready. You have to be open. So are you ready for greater works? This is the question God is asking you today. Are you ready to walk where every place the soles of your feet touch belong to you, which means you will inherit dominion. Woo! You will inherit dominion no matter where you go. You will inherit access to God's power and authority. You will inherit the ability to speak God's word to shift the atmosphere. You will inherit the land. And so it's time to cross over. It's time to cross over. It is time to birth that thing for greater works. It's time to move forward with no limits, no fears, no doubts, no back and forth, no excuses. It's time for no excuses, y'all. Say that to yourself. It's time for no excuses. You know what God has told you. And He's been telling you for years. You know what that thing is. You know what God has been trying to birth in your life. You know what it is. And me speaking this to you, it's tapping into some things within you. And it's confirming some things for you. No more excuses. God said it's time. This is your time. This is your season. This is your turn. And the time is now. No fear. I don't need you to be afraid of this delivery process. Because you're right on schedule. But I need you to use that sixth sense. It is time to birth whatever that thing is, a vision, the goal, the dream, the business, the book, the company, the corporation, the brand, the app, whatever that thing is, it's no more excuses. It's time. It's time to birth greater works for the kingdom. Sometimes we tend to feel that, oh, you know, it's already someone else out there doing that. Oh, you know, it's enough singers out there. I don't need to, you know, I don't need to be a writer for songs. There's some good writers out there. I don't need to get it. That fashionista right there, it's already enough of them. That boutique, oh, it's plenty of boutiques. Stop discounting. Stop belittling what God has spoken over your life for you to do, for you to walk in. Stop thinking that you don't have a seat at the table. God is saying in this time, this season, the table is big enough for your voice. The table is big enough for your gift. The table is big enough for your idea, your dream. The table is big enough. Stop looking at who's already at the table. Because God, it's your time to birth greater works. It's your time to take a seat at the table, to advance the kingdom of God, to spread the good gospel over this land and over this nation to a hurting and dying world. Don't discount what God has told you. He hasn't forgotten. He's just waiting on you to birth that thing. Amen. This is Reverend Dr. Marisha, your Lioness Queen. Let's declare our weekly affirmation over our lives. Amen. And so repeat after me. I am a Lioness Queen. God wants me to rise up. He wants me to take my rightful place as the queen I am. He wants me to be residue free, intentional in my fight, stand on the word of God, realize I am a masterpiece. I am enough. I am a lioness queen with a purpose. Thank you for joining the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and write a review. You can find me on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and even iHeartRadio. I would love to hear how this message empowered you. Come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from your Lioness Queen.